12779, Hugh Fuller seeks variances from the minimum lot width requirement for proposed lots. Sections 11525 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Postal Lane across from Linden Lane. 91 address is currently not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, map 12, parcel 688. The applicant is seeking a 50-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for two lots. We have zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hugh Fuller, 36794, Oasis Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. George, I hear you right. There was one letter in opposition.
I just read that, yes.
Okay, I don't know that. Have we got that? Was that in the?
They said it just came in.
Okay, do we have that passed around?
We didn't make copies.
Would you like my copy?
No, this appears Ms. Norwood may have it. It wasn't in the packet, so I wanted to make sure the board had an opportunity to review it. So.
Just came in today.
Okay. We swear in yet?
Yes, you
did. Okay. Do.
Thank you, sir. The floor is yours. You may present your case.
I have, I have an acre of land on Postal Lane that most of the properties there are all 100-foot houses that have lots across the whole thing. So the years facing Postal Lane and on Postal Lane from the entrances from there, if you go down, there's only one lot that's left that's towards the very end, would be to the right if you're looking up here. That if you keep going down, you'll see it's the last one with the White House, but it has several buildings on there. I don't even know if it's occupied, to be honest with you. It's really overgrown. But all of the houses here are all 100-foot lots all the way down, including all the ones in Sandy Ray. The one that you see that looks larger was just broken. That one right there was just broken into four. It was permitted in August for four lots. I believe it was subdivided by condoed, and there's four houses that are going there. I'm asking for two lots with two separate.
I believe entrances. That was a conditional use for multifamily. That's correct, Ms. Norwood. So it wasn't a subdivision. It was
conditional use for multifamily.
Okay. My lot, I had actually already got it pre-approved from DelDOT. That sent it down and told us where they wanted the driveways to go in, and I believe you might have those as well. If not, I have copies for you if you need that. And there, to the right, the entrances of it would be to the right, catty corner from the entrance from Sandy Gray. And then the lot next to it, which is part of, was the original Adelaide Farm, which is on the left there, that is my property as well. And that only has a 79-foot frontage. So the 100-foot frontage would actually be larger than several of the ones on the other side, but would still be in conjunction with everything that's on the road. And it also has sewer and water to the property as well.
Questions?
I know that one of the objections that's in with the objection on Adelaide Farms was access from their property, but there's no way that I could access their property anyway. They have 25 or 30-foot arborvitaes that go across the whole back. I would not need to access it because I'll have two driveways from the front to be accessing if those get approval. Plus, the other one of their objections was that the house would be facing the back of them, would be facing their property, but no matter what you build, the house is going to face the back of their property. So it's not, and the homes that I plan on building are going to be in conjunction with what the properties look like on that road. And there would be no need for come back for any sort of a.
On which road, sir?
Postal Lane. And there's, Adelaide Farms doesn't even access Postal Lane. Adelaide Farms is access Plantation Road on the other side. So they're not, they don't have access to it.
I guess I'm confused. Where would your driveway be? You can go up there and point, it'd be fine.
Sorry, I got the wrong one. There's two driveways. There's one for each, and it would be basically right here, right in the center.
Okay.
And they'd be side by side. Did you need copies of these?
And we have them.
So just to understand, you're not part of that, the little association that's...
I'm not in part, no, I'm not in any part of the association whatsoever.
Okay, so the house to your, to the left of that property, or to the right, sorry, where your, the arborvitae are?
This one here?
Yes, is that part of the association?
That is part of their association, and they use that as part of the reason that they said that that lot is in conjunction with mine. But if you notice, every other lot in their community is the same size, so their lot is actually out of bounds with what the size of lots are.
So further, the properties you referenced that are on Postal Lane that are not part of that, they are further up to the right, correct?
Correct, they're further up to the right. And everything across the street is, all that is sandy brick.
Okay.
And that community actually does access Postal Lane. That's part of, that's, I'm, my property and the ones on this side are actually more in conjunction with Sandy Bray's community than with Adelaide Farms, which is on this side and accesses from all the way over here. And they're surrounded by arborvitae all the way around their whole community.
And the lot you referenced is the first one to the right that was, and I know we're not comparing apples, it's kind of apples and oranges here, but it was a conditional use for multi...
I brought what was approved for them too, if you don't, I thought I supplied that in my information, but I have five of them if you'd like to see that.
It's this property. It has the ability to have four units on it for, through a conditional use.
And if you notice, the house beside it actually has several properties on it as well. The skinny one right here, this has, I don't know how many units are in this, but there's a property here and one behind it.
So, sir, we have five criteria we have to meet to pass a variance. If you could go through that for us, I believe you filled that out. First one starts uniqueness of property.
The uniqueness of the property is that it is, to me, it's oversized for the area that it sits in. So I think that if a house was built there, the house is going to stick out bigger than all the other homes that are around it. So I think that to be in conjunction with everything there, it would be better to have a smaller lot, to have smaller houses, because everybody, I mean, if you know Rehoboth, everybody's building the biggest house they can on the biggest lot, and that's, I'm sure, what would happen if that was in there.
Next one is cannot otherwise be developed.
Well, it can be developed, but it would be developed out of scope of what's in there now, with everything around it. I mean, even the house that's on the small property that I have beside it is only a 900 square foot cottage. So it would be sitting out of whack with that, and that's the original farm that was there. So when I bought the property at which Adelaide Farms came from, I bought this property from the Adelaide family.
How long ago did you buy it?
I only just recently bought it. She just passed away and it went into a trust, so I purchased it in April. But I've been here my entire life since I was 13. So,
how is this not created by the applicant?
One more time, sir.
How is this not created by you, sir? How is this not created by the applicant?
I'm not sure that I understand.
Number three on your criteria for us to grant a variance. It says number three, this is not created by the applicant.
I understand that. The lot sizes weren't set by, I didn't create the lot sizes on here when I purchased it. They were set back in 19 when this one was purchased. And all the other ones around it were broken up, and I'm sure they would have separated it if you look at the lot sizes in Adelaide Farms, I'm sure they would have separated it into two lots as well if they planned on selling it back then, but they didn't.
Number four is, how will this or not will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Because it will be in conjunction with the exact same looks of all the homes that are in there. They're all ranchers around the entire level that's on the left-hand side with Sandy Bray. And then on the right-hand side, you have the farmhouse that's the large one on the end that I was telling you about. And then the only other two-story one that's beside me is the gentleman that has his for all the way up to the front that's in Adelaide Farms.
And the last one is just the minimum variance to afford relief.
The reason I'm asking for the minimum, I mean, I was actually contacted by one of the other homeowners associations in there and asked me if I was going to go for the four units like the person did down the street, and I said no. I just wanted to go for the two separate so I could build one for myself, one for my sister, or whoever I could, now that my sister has her own house, she can, whoever I could sell the second one to. I think that Adelaide Farms would be very pleased with what I will be putting there, because even with the farmhouse that I just remodeled, it really looks like it's part of the community that's over there.
So you own the house next door to it?
Yes, I just remodeled the little one right beside it, right there.
Okay.
That house faces Postal Road?
It's on Postal Lane as well, yes. Okay. And for the entrance on this one, they were referencing the entrances that they thought would be a problem with Sandy Bray, which I've never seen backup from Sandy Bray because I stay here all the time. This one is actually, this driveway is actually over here that comes in off of the turn lane. So that one's a little more difficult to maneuver on its own.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Question for the county. I've been wondering, is this a double front?
No. You mean a through lot?
Through lot.
No. So that was your thing in
it? Well, no, it doesn't. It doesn't back any other road.
Yeah, this is a parcel, right? Yeah, but as you pull out, we're looking at front of the property. Your proposal to come off of Postal, correct?
Correct.
And the property next to you has the front coming onto Julia.
The property.
That one right there.
This is part of an entirely different
community,
and this is over here. This is the other property that goes out onto.
I understand. I'm looking all the way around you.
Sorry.
Okay. So, the front of this property will be Postal Lane.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I don't think I have any questions at this time, but I might have some later.
Okay.
It seems like we may have some people wish to speak on this one.
Another comment in this. In your packet, there was a letter from DelDOT with a statement of no objection.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir, unless you have any more questions.
Well, I'm sure you'll be back up. Okay. You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
Are you in favor, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, I'm Kathy Davison. My address is 18371 Locust Lane, Sandy Bray. I'm here this evening representing the Sandy Bray HOA board.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi. I just wanted to come this evening to let you all know that we reached out to Mr. Fuller as soon as we saw the notice about the property in the paper.
He has been very forthcoming, very transparent with what he wanted to do on the properties. We have watched him remodel the smaller property on the corner. Very tasteful. I have to say, much more tasteful than what Mr. Height has done on the property further up Postal Lane, which is remains a hot mess, and as well as what the Warringtons have done, who are operating a junk business on the property that they were permitted to operate. So we have confidence in the fact that what it's going to look like is going to be tasteful and complementary to what Sandy Bray, what you face when you look at Sandy Bray. The only concern we have, of course, and it wouldn't be a concern if the driveways were different, but we are just slightly concerned that the one driveway is going to come out almost right in front of Linden Lane. And can I ask Mr. Fuller a question?
You can ask us and we can ask him.
Him and he can ask. Yeah. Okay. All right. The question I have is, we couldn't hear, is septic and well already on the site?
So, ma'am, the testimony was that it was water and sewer are available.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why the applicant, and Ms. Norwood can confirm this, that's one of the reasons why there's not a variance from a minimum lot size requirement, because you're allowed to have smaller lots when you have available water and sewer. So the issue here is just a lot width, not the size of the lot. So this isn't a well and septic situation. Mr. Fuller can correct me if I'm wrong when he comes up, but that's my understanding. Ms. Norwood, is that the county's understanding too?
Correct. It's going to be hooked up to sewer, county sewer.
County sewer, which again, okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Then the second concern would be the safety for the residents of Sandy Bray when, once again, Postal Lane has a hole punched in its brand new road for connections, which of course has got to happen in order for the buildings to happen. But we're very concerned. We were far from pleased with what happened to our community when the Height houses were placed and they had to hook them up. The road was closed. Very limited support from DelDOT. We had an enormous amount of traffic in Sandy Bray. It was a safety issue. So if we could make sure that there is cooperation and communication when this happens so that the residents, not only on that corner, but the residents where they will begin to funnel them even further up Plantation Road and into Linden Lane to take them around it. It'll be a 3 or 4 day problem, but it's going to be a 3-day, 4-day problem, you know, for us. So I'm quite sure that's not Mr. Fuller's problem, but I hope that when this is done, the board wants this to be a safety procedure rather than what we experienced in the month of December when the Height properties were connected.
Where were those properties located?
Sure. Where is that?
I'm so sure. I can show you.
Yeah.
So you can see.
Yeah. Right there.
Okay. And just a little further down Postal Lane.
Right. And what ended up happening there was very different from the hearings we attended and the drawings that we saw, the renderings that we saw. What are in there now are extremely old, shacky looking, think of a single wide mobile home, but they're stick built. And it's truly a hot mess. Between that and the junkyard, as I said, with Warrington's trucks and all the stuff that he brings in and then transfers someplace else. You know, the overall concern, which of course is not addressed here this evening, is what is the plan for Postal Lane, you know? We're worried about what is the plan for us, but what is also the plan for the other side.
How busy is, how
Quite busy, very busy. It never used to be. I'm a 21-year resident, full-time resident of Sandy Bray, and compared, obviously, to even 5 years ago. Because our problem is, and I'm going to go over here again for a second, our problem, and I mean...
You could zoom out a little more, Mr. Hastings could see.
Adelaide experiences it on the other side. Is down here, it's all developed. Now we've got all of these people that are coming up Cedar Grove Road and coming, and I mean, Postal Lane's busy. I mean, it's not what it used to be. So safety-wise, I mean, the minute there's any disruption on Postal Lane, it's a show. And what people don't understand, like when the Hype property was put in, is that on Pine, three schools drop off school buses with children two times a day. So we're just being conscious of all of this activity and the impact it's going to have on us. We have no concerns about the design and how it's going to look and Mr. Fuller's intentions based on what we have seen so far.
And just, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, just to orient the board, so Plantation Road is 1D, Postal Lane is a connector between 1D and Coastal Highway.
Correct.
That intersection basically would take you to a Midway Theater.
Yeah. Yep.
And before you get to Route 1, there's a shopping center to the right. So
correct.
That is where that, just to give the board some directions to where it is.
If you want. Which right now, that entrance is a DelDOT project, and that entrance is being reconfigured. We have sort of been at the tail end of annual finishing DelDOT projects for the month of December. Like, couldn't do it now. They had to do it in December. So that's our concern, that little bit of safety concern, but we're not concerned about how it's going to look and what he's going to do.
I remember when most of that was farmland, so I'm starting to tell my age.
Yeah, that'll be two of us. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? And come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. I'm Cindy West. I live at 34766 Lauren Drive in Idlewild Estates. And I am representing the Board of Directors for HOA. I think you did.
I got to swear to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We got your name, we got your address. Okay. So do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And we do have a letter from you. I think it came in, it's in the record over here. The board, it was circulated down, so they
okay.
all had a chance to read
it. Okay. I won't read the letter to you, but I do want to paraphrase. There are some significant points. But just to give you some background, the Idlewild Farm is at the corner where this development is. 20 years ago, that parcel of land, the bulk of it was sold, and Idlewild Estates community was built. Ruby Idlewild, the primary owner, kept that corner and her home, and that perfectly square 1 acre lot, for some reason, I don't know, but, and that's the lot that has now been sold. Upon her death, the lot sold, the property sold. The Idlewild Estates community completely surrounds this area. Our property is on three sides of what is now the home that was purchased, this lot, the back and the side. Mm-hmm. Our property extends that entire corner except for a utility easement and the driveway for this home on the corner is actually on an easement for our property. So we touch this Mr. Fuller's property on all sides. And that is why we have the concerns that we do. We did review his application, and I reviewed pretty succinctly the criteria for a variance, and I really don't believe that some of the criteria have been fully met, and I wanted to address why I believe that, or why we believe that, with you tonight. The uniqueness of the property, number one. There are no, like the previous case we heard, there was water, there was swamp, there was a weird configuration or shape of the property. There are no unique physical circumstances or conditions with this 1 acre, almost perfectly square, flat piece of ground. Now, the owner did state that the lot's larger than the others in the area. Well, there are a lot of other lots in the area. The one directly adjacent to his is very large, 37,430 square feet. But the lot size, to my understanding from this, is not part of that criteria. To be the uniqueness of the property does not include the size of the lot. It would include unique characteristics or circumstances of the lot, and we just don't have that here. And I really do believe that the 1 acre lot, that the proposal is to subdivide it, and of course that would be for potential financial gain, but potential financial gain is also not a uniqueness of a property, or should it be considered when making this kind of a decision? Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. This property can be developed other than subdividing it. It certainly can. There are no issues. It has septic. It's flat. It's a location that's feasible. It could be developed. So far we have two criteria that he has not met. Number three, it says it was not created by the applicant. A current 150 feet width does not create a difficulty. The difficulty comes from the owner wanting to subdivide. That's where the difficulty comes. It doesn't come with the lot as is. So there, that might be, you know, a fine line. But he also stated in his application, part of the reason that number three is met is that he was not aware that a variance was required. That should not be a criteria. I do know that Mr. Fuller is a real estate consultant in the area and has been for years. I really think that knowing about variances and requirements would have been something that wouldn't be a surprise to him. Number four, and which is part of the biggest concern we have, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. What has been pointed out along Postal Lane, very good points. Some of the properties that have been developed down Postal Lane, the junkyard reference, the four homes, and it's a mess. It is just a mess. It was a continual use or conditional use, but it has turned into a mess. And Postal Lane, I don't know if you drive it, it's a mess. It's a two-lane road, 30 mile an hour speed limit, intersects with Plantation. It is a train wreck. To add two more driveways that are going to be blind because of the corner property there and the vegetation and whatever, it's just an accident waiting to happen. But this property is awkwardly shoved in, I don't know of a better word, it plopped in to the midst of our community. And the way that the homes would be built, those homes would be backed, you know, the backs of them would be facing our community, where our residents would be looking at the backs of their homes. We don't know, I don't know, I understand Sandy Bray has the impression that the homes are going to be a certain style, or they trust that they're going to be okay. We don't know. Just like with the four homes that were placed down the road by, I guess, Mr. Height, we don't know what the design, the structure, the aesthetic appearance of those homes is going to be. We don't know how they'll be set. There's potential, the aesthetic value there. We really do feel that there is a possibility it could infect definitely the character of our neighborhood and possibly the property values. I know that the one gentleman who lives directly alongside this has a beautiful home, beautiful yard, but he's going to be looking out, we don't know, to what. And what is that going to do for his resale? You know, and what is the, how will the integrity of our property be maintained? That is another concern. But above the fact that we believe those four criteria have not been met, our concerns also have to do, like I said, with Postal Lane. It's busy. We really think two driveways leaning out is going to just add to the potential for busier, more traffic, dangerous situation. We, like I said, we are a private community. Our roads are private. Our property is private. We will not allow access for construction vehicles, parking, anything on our roads or on our properties. So that is going to impact, that will probably impact Sandy Bray, because construction vehicles are probably going to have to park in their neighborhood. So I don't know. There's a potential for a lot of serious issues here. Safety, aesthetics, just the whole situation. But in closing, I really believe Sussex County, I believe the county code is put in place for very specific reasons. I respect that. And I think it should be followed. The code was strictly enforced and followed 20 years ago when our homes were built. I think they should be followed with this specific request also. Thank you.
Questions?
You had mentioned the house facing the neighborhood.
Right.
He could build one home on there and it's still not going to be facing the way you want it to face. And he's still going to, if he has one entrance on the post,
right,
he can do that,
right?
Yeah, I just no matter what, he can build one home or sell that property and somebody builds a home on,
yes,
it, and they're still going to be facing,
unfortunately, it. Yes, that's true.
By the way, I'm just letting,
yeah, I mean, that's,
I'm
true,
sure you're aware of that, but I just wanted that on the record.
It is a concern, yes.
Okay,
anything else? Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12779 for Mr. Hugh Fuller?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I don't know if Mr. Fuller, if there was questions for him. There was one that I did have. You probably heard a question about the well and septic. I just want to confirm this is property that is getting sewer
and water,
and,
yes,
and central water.
Correct.
Correct. So there's no well and no septic.
I believe I had sent that in as well. We had checked it before, and the day of the application, I had actually found out that was available. We are on there.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was correct.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm sure you heard the statements made by Ms. West. I think I got the name right. Did you want to address any of her comments?
Well,
as she went through those standards and
yes, I would like to address them one by one as well. One of the questions that she had was the uniqueness of it. And as I had mentioned before, the uniqueness of it is that it does stand out. And if I do build one house on there, it's going to look much larger than all the other homes on that street by far. All the homes on that street, all the way down, are all ranchers all the way across the whole street. And if I have one lot that's built there, it has the potential to be a 7,000, 8,000 square foot home, which right now, the way that they have their barrier around the back, they won't see a one-story house back there. But if somebody builds a larger home, yeah, those people are going to have the ability to see in their backyard, just as their community backs up to each other inside that community, and they look inside each other's yards already. So looking inside each other's yards is nothing new in Rehoboth or Lewis or anywhere on the east Eastern Shore over here. And as far as the traffic goes, unfortunately, every road leading from Lewis all the way down to Ocean View, that's within one block of, or one access road of the Route 1, they're all busy. You know, it's, and we're still allowing people to build on their properties. That shouldn't be the deterrent because there's traffic on there. I mean, if putting in the sewer system in the middle of December, in the middle of the summer is an issue, I'll work with them and work with any days that they need, that they can dictate what days they want me to have the road work done to have the sewers connected. I'll be more than happy to do that. I'm not in a rush to build on this. It's just at one point I was looking for to build for my sister and to build for myself. I still would like to build for myself, so that's why I would like to get at least one lot under construction. And I don't believe, she had also mentioned that the other lot had water and was an odd design. The other lot is a perfectly square or rectangular lot as well, and there's zero water or pond or anything on there because the person put their four corner houses in four corners of that property. So I don't know where the water would have been if there was water on that lot. And I sent the information over to their HOA, just as I spoke with Ms. Davidson from Sandy Bray. And if they wanted to contact me, I gave them all the information and what we were looking to build, what type of house and what they would look like. So they had the information if they wanted it. I mean, you know, aesthetics could change, but I'm not looking to build. I'm going from a 42-foot tall house now. I want to move down to a one-story just so I'm able to walk around because I'm getting older and my knees don't work as good. But that's the main reason for this. And one of the aesthetics, she's talking about the way things look. The Adelaide Farm that I bought, on the corner, if you blow it up, there's a huge old pole barn right there that's been there forever that they'd stare right at. I would think that would be more their eyesore than anything else. But they didn't mention that.
I'll ask you a silly question, because I mean, it does seem like the only thing that's out of character to me, whether it's one or two houses, is the direction of the house. And the only way to have the house face the community is if the community owned the property, I'm assuming, right?
They had the right to buy it. It was available. It was on the market. They could have bought it. It was $800,000.
Ladies, Mr. Fuller has the floor right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, whether you build, you know, you
I
have,
mean,
you
I,
have
I
the right
looked,
to build. You
I had looked at doing the conditional use as the other gentleman. I looked at it, never seriously, but I looked at it when he had it, thinking about doing two townhouses facing where you drove in and they were facing. The backs of them then would be looking at that gentleman's property, but I would think he would have more of an issue with people with their backyards facing his house than with it facing this way. I honestly do not believe that putting two ranchers or two smaller houses on there would be out of character with that whole community, and it would probably make it look better. I believe one big house would really look out of place in there.
What's the size of your lot that you're on currently?
The small one over
yes,
there?
The one to the left.
It's only a 79-foot, it's very narrow. I don't know the exact measurements on it, but it's the same length, about 179 deep. By 79 wide, but it's literally from the size of the edge of the house to the driveway, and as she said, the driveway has an easement that comes in across and comes up. But I've remodeled that entire, just on that small property, remodeled that entire thing from floor to the roof, the ceilings, joists, everything inside there, and had construction, and none of it on their property. I've never had to go through their property for anything. It's all been on there. I don't see how anything that I'm doing work on this property with a full acre of open land would put construction vehicles on any other property. I just don't see that happening.
I know you have DOT approval, but you don't feel that having three driveways on that road, maybe with that curve and everything else, proposes any kind of safety risk at all?
I have never seen the traffic. I mean, the traffic is bad on that road that goes through there, and it's mainly for the speed that people do on that road. But the traffic, I've never seen the traffic back, and I'm in this house on the corner. The traffic for leaving there comes to about right where I am, where the turn lane is, and it stops right there. On the other end, towards the main road, it is backed up. It comes backed up quite far past it, because you have people trying to get into the Safeway and the Acme and everything that's down there. That's quite backed up down there. But this, I've never seen people having trouble getting out of Sandy Bray, and I'm sure it probably does happen, but I've never seen it happen with anybody. I've only seen one car at a time trying to come out of there, and I'm sure that there are other times that there are a lot of people, but it's probably the fact that they also have several different entrances to go into their community. I would hate that this, by putting this in there and thinking that I was doing something good, that Adelaide Farms would think that it would be less than something that's going to benefit them with what I produce and what I put out there. And this isn't about a financial gain. This is about something that I was building for myself and for my family. This wasn't something that, regardless of what I do for a living, this was for me. This is what I plan on moving to and living at. And, you know, I still do. So it's...
Understood. Any other questions?
Do you think if you split that in half, that it was to a couple points that have been made tonight on this subject, do you think it would almost be more in character with that first, with your first home, rather than?
Absolutely. Putting a large house next to that tiny 900 square foot house would be really out of character next to it. And then half acre lots are still very large lots in conjunction with what's going on down there.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Does that conclude everything for you?
Yes, sir.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Would anybody like to come forward and rebut Mr. Fuller's testimony? And come forward. Mr. Sharp, we have to swear you in.
I am Kathy Haney, and I live at 34704 Michelle Drive in Iowa State.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And is there anyone else here who wishes to testify, either support or opposition, that has not already been sworn in? Because we've asked once for that. So looking around, I'm seeing no, and we will be asking for folks online. So.
A couple different things. One thing is, we've never received any information from Mr. Fuller to our HOA. I am the treasurer of the HOA, and I pick up the mail every other day up at the Nassau Post Office. So we didn't get anything. The information we received was what you all had on line, or what we acquired just from the sign and stuff. That's when we knew about it. The other thing is, I have brought just some pictures. I don't know if you can look at those, but it shows where the property line is in the back at our Iowa Estates. So if you look where our road is, where that circle is, and going out back, it is probably maybe 10 feet, 12 feet at the most to our road. And that barrier that's there is about 6 or 7 shrubs. It's not something that would block anything that's there. So that's one thing. One resident who lives next to the lot does have a large lot, but he has the largest lot in our community. I have about 3/4 of an acre where I live, and most of our lots are probably just maybe half a lot, a little bit higher. So if you look, and it really depends on where you live in Iowa, my house bumps up against Postal. And to have more driveways and more traffic on that road is going to be detrimental. It's a 2-lane road with a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. Nobody goes it. And we get all kinds of traffic, whether it be cars. And he was talking about backing up on Postal to Plantation. It may not do that now, but wait till the summer. Because when Plantation goes down to 24, it backs up to Postal. So that gives you an idea. So my concern is for the safety of not only the person that may live in their home, but also our residents, because we do have a lot of traffic on there. And part of that is the developments that Shell Brothers or whoever is doing out on Cedar Grove Road, because they're putting 250 homes down there. And for them to get to Route 1, they've got to use Postal Lane, you know, to do that. So it gives you sort of an idea of what we're concerned about. So I don't know if there's any other questions for me.
Questions?
At all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else like to speak? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12779 again?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions? At this time, we'll close the public hearing for case 12779. Mr. Hugh Fuller, and entertain a motion. Gentlemen, what's your pleasure? Would you like to table it?
No, I think we've got enough information. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12779 for Mr. Hugh Fuller. I think the property has unique physical conditions. The exception practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
I vote nay. I believe this was created by the applicant, the need to subdivide.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I vote nay because I feel it was created by the applicant.
Do that, the motion, the application is denied because they've not received three affirmative votes from the board pursuant to, I forget the rule number, but it's in our rules of procedure, so the application will be denied.
I am sorry, sir. With a vote of 2-2, your application is denied. We'll reconvene at 8:05.